All right, it's Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. It's John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. Before we get started, Matt Kalinske, your call has been heard. Your question will be answered, I promise. But first, let me introduce my guest for this evening, Brooklyn-based band named Escaper. They've got a brand new album right now. It's called Apotheosis. It's out on all the streaming platforms. Guys, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
So my first, I first, you guys came to my attention because it seemed like every single band that I interviewed on this show, whether it was like, you know, the guys in the Mushroom Cloud, No Mind, or, you know, One Time Weekend, all of these guys knew about Escaper. So yeah. I was like, okay, first of all, why don't I know about this band? And second of all, how do I get them on the show? What are your roots in CT? Cause Will, I know you're a CT guy, but the rest of you guys are pretty spread out. Yeah, have you guys played here a lot?
So, I can answer real quick.
Yeah,
I'm the Connecticut guy, I guess. I did grow up in Southern Connecticut.
Sure.
Born in Norwalk Hospital, and like I mentioned before, I grew up listening to the Fox growing up. You know, it was like the rock station where everything was at, and so it was really cool to, you know, be played on the station a few weeks ago, and we're excited to be doing this. We have been playing in Connecticut since actually our very first show as Escaper was at Bryak in Black Rock.
Yes.
So we started there. Yes. It all started there. And we've, you know, gone on to play a lot of different places throughout the state. And I have personally played with a lot of the people in New York and Connecticut bands like West End Blend, La Special, Goose, yeah. Kung Fu. I've played with a lot of those guys. And so Connecticut music scene is awesome. And like you said, the No Mind guys, we did some shows with them, Mushroom Cloud too. A lot of great people and great musicians, in the state. And, we're a New York band, but we like to think of ourselves as like, a bigger circle that involves Northeast.
Right.
This is a really big part of it. You know, it's really a special region.
Well, now with Corona going on, man, we're all more linked than ever. We're the only people where, that are allowed to see each other at this point.
yeah.
Tell me about the start of the band. How'd you guys get together?
Jay?
You know what? I'll take this one. So this band started about 5 years ago. Will and myself were in another band. And, you know, we decided that we didn't want to play other people's songs anymore. We wanted to create a band that would be fun and that could, you know, appeal to anybody.
Sure.
So that was the seedling of Escaper. And, you know, with the help of some of our great friends, we were able to put a lineup together, and we had many fill-ins and many switches, but, you know, we're really happy that we have a lineup now that is all on the same page and, you know, really gets along great.
How long has this lineup been the lineup?
Well, Ricky joined in full time around October.
Oh, wow. Right on. So not very long. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Now he had been a fill in for some shows over the years, and he's a good old friend. But really like half the songs in the album were written after he joined the band. And it was just like, we just crushed that along. Now, Phil has been in the band for about 3 years now. So
okay. I've been here for about 3 years with them, but very proud to actually be on one of the albums now. Because when I joined the second album had just been cut, and I started playing shows with them. I was very happy to play with shows with them. I mean, and for the past few years, it's been a real pleasure to work, you know, and create the new work that's coming out right now. So
yeah,
it feels a little more official now with the new record out for sure.
Hell well, yeah. And I mean, you guys have such a, it's a really diverse sound on the record. And it's, I mean, as I was looking into the band, you know, I mean, you guys are a very diverse group of musicians. I mean, you come from a lot of different backgrounds. Phil, you have this, like this great, huge musical theater history, behind you. How does that do you bring any of that into the band, or is it a completely different, is that a completely different gear in your brain?
You know, I like to think I have a flair for the dramatic. certainly, this is the music that I come from more than anything, though, you know, is improvised rock, funk, you know, jam music. And that's like, that's where I was incubated. And like, you know, that's the, you know, to dust we shall return, you know? So it's,
see, he does have a flair for the dramatic. That was
well,
good.
Right, there you go.
We shall return. I love it.
But it's also, you know, going through that process of, you know, working in musical theater and working in cabaret and, you know, like organized music. It's like, you know, the improvised nature of the music informs that. And then you can come back and like, it's so much fun to like play this kind of music being informed by theater. So, you know, it's
right.
That kind of thing.
Well, what, how would you guys describe the sound of your band? Cause I mean, that's such an indie band cliche question. You know what I mean? I don't want to like make you guys put yourselves in a genre, but it is kind of outside what I would classify as like a typical genre. So how do you guys describe it?
Mm. That's cool.
Ricky?
what do you think,
buddy?
Well, I can only say that I think we're more focused now on just sort of getting people to dance and groove more than ever. And that was sort of a big transition for me when I joined the band, because the prior album sort of had a different sound. It was progressive. There was a lot of elements of jazz, and there still is a lot of improvisation in our music, but there is now, you know, it's just too fun when people are actually dancing at your shows. I've missed that, and I sort of haven't had that in a really long time.
Yeah. Sorry. It sounded like someone was going to follow that up. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. You know, I feel like when you asked that question, a bunch of specific, like, keywords came up. So I would say that our sound right now is dance, funk, future.
Dance funk future.
That's dance funk future. That's not baby. What he said, but that's actually really good.
I haven't okayed this. I'm just kidding.
That's not in the marketing. We went over this. The well, no, you know what though, and I mean, I hear you guys. You know, the album starts with the song Vista, which actually isn't gonna. Yeah. Which I should have put that on the playlist tonight. I've got some good ones though. Don't worry. It starts with the song Vista, and that's a very groovy tune. You know what I mean? Like that's a straight out of the gate like kind of danceable track. But like That was a departure, though, for you guys. You were saying, how does the last album and this album kind of compare to each other?
Well, you know, we can use Vista to talk about it, because Vista came out of a song from the second album called The Mountain, which was a more rocking song. And then Vista was something that came out of it. Like, you know, we climbed to the top of the mountain, we get to this Vista point, and now we're going to have a dance party. And so it turned into this like thing. And they're like, why don't we just make this be its own song? And then that kind of be like, well, yeah, that makes sense. Let's make that be our song. And it helped bring us to where we wanted to go with the music anyways. And now we don't even play The Mountain very often. We just go right into Vista.
Okay. You know, that illustrates to me like a point like that makes me love playing with this band so much, is that, you know, we make instead of making it about, you know, like taking a song and then like having a jam after the song, as it were, and then coming back to the song. It's like, wait, we have a new groove. We have a new established idea. Let's make that the song.
Okay.
Know? And, you know, that's like, that kind of encapsulates to me what the genre really is all about. It's a, you know, it's like, it's actually kind of you can use a lot of different words to describe it, but it really is very much just about the improvised feel of things. And creating a framework and a form about those things. So, you know, I think, you know, like, what did somebody say? Psych Jam. That was another one that was recent.
Oh yeah, Jam psych Bass jam. Called us a Psych Jam band.
Yeah, Psych Jam.
Psych Jam.
Psych Jam.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Okay. I can see that. So what I mean. And that kind of ties into my next question. I was going to ask you about songwriting. So is it just kind of done in the room with the four of you guys? Or, you know, I mean, like, does anyone ever bring like a completed piece to it? Or is it really just evolve out of kind of jamming and improvising off of each other?
It's very much the former. It's been kind of wonderful to watch it happen. It's, you know, like you're actually standing in a room with three other people and you're actually writing a song together as it happens. And as opposed to like the idea of like bringing a finished composition and teaching it to everybody, which is anybody can do that.
Yeah. That sounds hard.
If you say so, Well, and that actually, I mean, to go back, Phil, to your musical theater roots. I mean, that's such a change from things that are so precise and so well rehearsed and so, you know, all of that. I mean, what about the rest of you guys? Is that a way that you were used to writing, or is that something that's unique to your experience in this band?
I could say that I've gone both ways. I mean, I've had my own solo stuff where I write music that then maybe I would take to a band to have flesh out. But part of the reason I wanted to have a band like Escaper is that I wanted everybody in the band to really feel like it was their band, their songs, and work organically out that way. So this is like, this band is that dream come true, to be able to do that, where we all find that those moments of synergy that go, well, there's a space. We created this world now. And then we start fleshing out how that becomes a song, and words start coming out from there or whatever. All the pieces come out of there. And really it's my favorite kind of process to do. And it's something that's been harder to do, obviously, when we were in quarantine and Ricky was out in Pittsburgh until about a couple of weeks ago, really. So it's been really great to just get back on just being together and making music together and getting those synergy moments.
Well, so tell me about, though, I mean, because the quarantines affect us all differently. With bands especially, it's weird. You know, I mean, there's some bands that have been lucky enough to all kind of live together. But with other bands, you know, I was talking to No Mind. Those guys are all over the state of Connecticut. So that really affected. How did it affect rehearsal and writing and all of that for Escaper?
You know, it was really interesting. I feel like a product of COVID and quarantine was we developed a series called Escaper at Home, where you know, one of us would kind of toss a riff in the air, and then you know, the next guy would grab the volley, and we'd kind of pass it to each other, and you know, record in our separate spaces, and Phil would edit all the footage together. And even though we were all in separate spaces, everyone was playing one continuous take together, so it was really the closest we could get. But it kind of formed something that we weren't expecting at all.
Right. Yeah, I think it really keyed us into listening even harder to each other. And when we got back and we've been playing together again, it's like, oh my God, this is as good as ever, because I think we're really listening harder. We're also we've never taken it for granted. We've always been good listeners, but I think now it's like, wow, this is super special. This is our, you know, the existence we want. And we're really keying in.
How recently were you guys able to all get back in the same room?
About 2.5 weeks, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah,
2.5 weeks.
The first, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, it was July. Yeah, July 2nd. That was the first time we got back together was actually outside.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it was a real socially distanced practice, wasn't it?
Yeah, we streamed it.
Yeah, we streamed it. It was the first time we played together in three
it's
months.
It's true.
Yeah. So what's the city like right now, man? I haven't, I was telling Ricky before the show started, I grew up in New York and I haven't been back in in months now. What's the scene like over there, music and otherwise?
Well, I could say that I actually spent the first part of quarantine in Connecticut. I was at my brother's place. Shout out to Carl. Then I came back to the city on May 1st, and I got to say it was really, really good for me. I was like, you know, at first maybe trepidatious. What would it be like? What's this dystopian world we live in? But, you know, people are doing the right thing. We flattened the curve and you know, New England and New York. And but people are out there wearing masks. We go out and hang out in parks now instead of being in bars. And it's sort of European because you can have a beer in the park these days and it's fine.
Nice.
But
people have also become incredibly polite. They'll get out it they'll give you 6 feet of space to leave a store or a restaurant. It's really nice.
I've been involved in the Black Lives Matter protesting in New York. I've gone on a few marches, that to me that was like, man, New York City's alive. This is a great place to be, and there was a sense of what's New York if we're not having all the normal things that we have? And I wouldn't be anywhere else. I mean, I like that we're traveling for some shows right now, but I love that this is my home. And I, you know, there's going to be a revival of live music everywhere. And I'm glad to be here for, you know, when that's going to be going on.
Now, that's awesome, man. And thank you for getting out there and representing too. We appreciate that. We being, you know, the white people who have stayed at home and been scared to go out. You know, yeah. I don't know what I meant by we, but you know what I mean, man. It is. It's just a crazy world. Now, I mean, this is kind of an odd switch. But Ricky, before this started, you said you were looking after a hotel.
Yeah. That was my whole crazy quarantine experience, which looking back almost seems unreal that it even happened. I almost questioned if it even did happen, but I left New York because I had a roommate who's also from Pittsburgh. My family's from Pittsburgh, and you know, things were getting a little hairy here, and he really wanted to go back. He was getting very anxious about him. I said, okay, well, I got you, you know, you're my boy, we'll get you back to Pittsburgh. Then I was planning on just coming back after 2 weeks because, you know, I'm still paying for my apartment, all my stuff's here.
Right.
And my drums, just my whole life. And I got there, I stayed for 2 weeks. I had packed up my car, I was ready to go. And I got a text from a friend of a friend saying, do you have any interest in caretaking a hotel by yourself, sort of indefinitely? And it was just too tempting to say no, you know? So it was.
I
really
like how you use tempting to describe that, because I hear that offer and I'm just like, no, that's the plot of a horror movie. There's no, there's nothing tempting about that at all. But I'm sorry. Continue, because this is fascinating.
Well, there's a tradition. I don't want to mispronounce it. I believe it's called a chilla in Indian traditional music, where you can go by yourself and you would usually bring a tabla or some other musical instrument. And you actually, for 40 days, you practice by yourself only on like a specific phrase or an idea. And in my head, I've always had that thing of like, oh, wouldn't it just be amazing to go off and to be able to just practice my instrument or be by myself and my thoughts? I'm like, what would that actually be like? And careful what you wish for. You know, I've been asking for this thing to happen. And it happened in the worst possible way. And so many people, you know.
So you're in this hotel, you're by yourself.
Completely alone. 100 rooms.
Oh my God.
One room doesn't open up, for one room that I can't get into.
Oh man. What's in that room?
Yeah. I want to know. I
have room 419.
Oh God. It's room 419.
Yeah.
All right, someone smarter than me make a 420 joke about that. But anyway, sorry, continue.
One minute away, man.
I'll never forget like those first couple nights, because I was able to set up. I had drums in Pittsburgh, so I was able to set up my drums on the fifth floor, overlooking all of Pittsburgh. But I also couldn't find the light switch. I had just gotten there, so my drums are just set up in the dark. And I've been playing into the night, and it's pitch black, and it's this huge space. And then you just start hearing all these creaks and all these moans and things hitting the window and stuff like that. And I just remember getting so freaked out. I just ran back to my room, and I didn't leave. I would never leave my room after 10 p.m. for like the first week and a half. And then I had sort of a very witchy friend reach out to me, and she's like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, well, you know, I don't leave my room after a certain time, because there's an air, there's a veil. It's a really old place. I think it was made maybe in the early 1900s. And it's vibey, super vibey. And she told me, she was like, well, have you announced yourself at all to the space? And I was like, well, announced myself? No, I just showed up and started bashing the shit out of my drums.
I was gonna say, you play drums. You play drums really, really loud. I feel like that definitely will announce your presence.
Yeah,
she's like, you should go do that. You should go just go walk out on the full moon and say. There was like a nice rooftop too. Oh, I also had a private gym, an espresso machine, like industrial kitchen.
I mean that part sounds awesome. I'll grant you.
I love this story.
It's so good.
So I announced myself. I walked out. It was the full moon. And I was just like, you know, basically it's up to you. Some weird things have been happening. There was one day I walked down to the kitchen and there was just a pan in the middle of the floor.
God.
Like I would walk the same, you know, route every single day. And I get down there and there's just where I would normally walk is a pan, a grease pan in the middle of the floor. And I, you know, I messaged the owner too. And I was like, has anybody been in here? This place is so big. Like somebody could just come in, you know? And he was like, no, nobody's been there. It's just basically odd. I sent him a picture. So after that, I was like, okay, everybody, I'm here now. And, I feel like I'm a decent dude. I'm a good guy. I'm just here to show the face.
Oh my God.
I'm a decent dude.
Don't do anything to me. Don't make me go crazy. And thanks for letting me live here for 3.5 months. I really appreciate it.
Oh yeah. Man. Wait, for how long?
3.5 months.
Dude. Seriously? I'm sorry if you said that before and I missed it, but I assumed that this was for like a week. You were there for 3.5 months in a hotel by yourself.
Like, this isn't a week. This is months and months.
During a global pandemic.
It was, I know. And it's weird because it's like, I found myself in such a fortunate situation and a lot of people weren't that lucky. And, you know, I almost found it like all of us in our own way. So they were all in New York. So I was the one who was sort of holding things up. We couldn't rehearse. But I found like I got to go like train under a waterfall and like hone in all these techniques and come back and bring just this whole new palette of like drumming technique and stuff to introduce to our sound. So that was very cool too.
I mean, that is cool. Terrifying. But cool.
Terrifying.
That's probably my favorite quarantine story that I've heard so far.
Oh, it's so good.
So we got for people who have just tuned in recently, I'm talking to Escaper. It's Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have 3 songs in a row from these guys. So all of this music and all of this crazy inspiration and all of this pseudo horror movie stuff that you're hearing about, you're going to hear the music that got created out of all of that at 9 o'clock. So tell me about, we've got a few minutes left. Tell me about this record. Tell me about how it came about, the writing process, the inspiration, you know, all of it.
I'd like to start because I want to give a shout out to the record label that we're on. It's our third record with them. It's Rope-A-Dope Records. They're based right outside Philly.
Shout out Rope-A-Dope.
Rope-A-Dope. It treats us great. They're a really great label. You know, we've been wanting to do another record for a while. It's been 2 years since we released the record and 3 years since we recorded it, really. So with having Phil in the band and now Ricky, it's like we wanted to like get something down with these guys. And when Ricky joined the band, we decided to like do some smaller shows and we were writing and then bringing the new material to do them at shows so that we'd see how they breathe with an audience. You know, like how it feels, you know, like you don't play at people, you play with the people. You feel the energy and how these songs work. And
ideally, so really, at least, yeah.
Yeah, so it really informed us with the songs, too, and helped us really, I think, figure out what we wanted out of them. And also, again, you know, we made a concerted effort to make more danceable music, as well as have some music that, you know, of our own, original songs that has some lyrics and some messages behind it. So that was part of it too. I'll let somebody else talk about more stuff.
Great. Well, one thing I wanted to remark on is that, you know, we really wanted this record to be representative of our live show and the energy and the synergy and even the off the cuff jamming that happens. So a big part of the process at the Bunker Studio, shout out John Davis, is we had everything set up and we recorded the record live as if, you know, we were playing a show and we had talk back mics and everything, but it was very, very off the cuff and it was very in the moment. So I'm really proud of being able to present that.
So the songs were all recorded live in the room with the four of you guys together.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. There was some layering, like vocals, final vocal takes were done afterwards.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of what you hear is the synergy of a live thing. Instead of having like bass and then the drums go to the bass and then the keys on top of that, where you can't interact anymore, like you're just playing over each other, but it's when we're all together playing, you hear those synergies where we're interacting with each other in real time and you can't really replace that with, not, you know, with layering.
No, definitely, man. I that's that's always been my preferred way to make a record. And it tends, like, records that I love tend to have been recorded that way in the first place. That's, yeah, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's something a lot more, natural to just that whole process of having just all the guys in the room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Huh? Oh, no, dude, please. Absolutely. Yeah, so what about like track selection? Like, you mentioned that half of these songs, did you say, were written after Ricky joined the band back in October?
Yeah, I can run it down. Vista again came out of a different song, and that was being developed for a while.
Yeah,
Apotheosis goes back a few years now as well, and just something that we've been playing for a while. And what else? Was there anything else that was earlier than that? No, that's it. So it's actually more. So Open Sky, Superhead, Res Magna, and No Strings. So that's four out of the six songs were developed after Ricky joined the band in October. And we recorded in December. So that was like 2 months. And we had maybe like four shows. And then we were in the studio. We recorded and mixed in 6 days. Everything.
Wow.
So it was really like a pretty quick process once we got at it. It makes me actually really excited about, like, now we have some time to like really develop more songs too. That this is like, you know, in the bag.
Well, what do you think was the reason for that sudden creative rush? I mean, obviously Ricky, you know, having a new drummer and a new presence in the band. Was that about it, or was there other stuff going on that kind of created that amount of new material?
You know, it's really interesting. Not to cut you off. It was really interesting because, you know, I feel like a lot of the excitement was having Ricky in the band and having, you know, someone who was super excited to be in the group and someone we already had a rapport with. But I feel like more so, and from my perspective at least, getting into the studio is such an opportunity, and I feel like it's an opportunity to record your latest and most exciting material that you're excited about. Right. So I felt like we were like, you know what, we really want to capitalize on this and bring forth our most fresh and excited energy to this.
Right on. I mean, well, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. If you were going to say something else.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's it.
It was certainly like we just had suddenly, I think we were all just suddenly very excited about that opportunity and that opportunity to like create something for posterity and to frame our new focus. And there was when Ricky joined, I think he was surprised by how our sound, Ricky's mentioned that, like, you know, our sound like suddenly dramatically changed. And like the minute he entered the fray. And I think we were all extremely excited to capitalize on that. Or socialize on that, you know, depending on where you prefer.
Facts.
Well, listen, I'm excited for people to hear it. And it's getting to be just about that time. We're about to enter a commercial break on 95.9 The Fox. And then when we come back from that, right around 9 o'clock, you're going to hear three in a row from Escaper. I've been talking to these guys for the last half hour. And dudes, thank you so much for being here. New album, Apotheosis, it's out right now. You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, all the places that you stream your music. Guys, any last things you want to shout out or plug before we get out of here?
Well, I want to thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
Dude, hell yeah.
Please.
Thank
pleasure.
You.
My absolute thank pleasure. You. Now, I do have one last question before we leave, though. And this came from, you know, your good friend and mine, Matt Kalinske, is the person who first turned me on to this band. And, you know, he sent in a question. He asked two questions, really. Number one was, if Mike Gordon challenged you to a scarf off, would you accept?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask a follow up of my own. Would you win? Yeah.
Oh. I don't know about that. I don't know. He's really stylish. Kalinske came to our show in Burlington. We did an outdoor safe distance show. And, you know, I wear scarves. I like to wear, they're flowy and they're fun.
Right
and,
on, bro.
But he was roasting me.
And now they double as a mask. So you've got.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
Got
I know. It's great.
Face covering.
Yeah, totally. So it works out. But it was fun getting roasted.
And then the final question, and this is funny because I just downloaded the soundtrack to this movie the other day. Are you guys ever going to cover Fever Dog?
Oh man,
Fever Dog, of course, being the favorite, the famous song from the band Stillwater.
Maybe a tease, at least.
Maybe a tease.
At least a tease.
Fantastic. All right. Well, then I'm definitely going to have to check out a show of yours soon, man, because I want to hear the Fever Dog tease.
Well, make sure it happens for you.
I appreciate it. All right. This is Escaper. There's the three songs off their new album, Apotheosis, is about to start right now. You can go to 95.9 FM if you live in Fairfield County, or if not, go check out this link down here, 959thefox.com. You can stream the entire thing for free to your phone, to your laptop, wherever you are. It's John Kamal, 95.9 The Fox. This is Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. Escaper, thank you guys for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Big five.